Vande Guru Paradvandvam Bhakta Brinda Samanvitam Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Vande Nityananda Sahoditam Sri Nanda Nandanam Vande Radhika Charana Dvayam Gopijana Samayuktam Brindavana Manoharam Amala Kamala Raji Sparshi Vata Prashite Anija Sarasi Nidage Sayamulasaniyam Parijana Gana Yukta Kridyanti Bakarim Snapayati Nijadasi Radhika Mamkadanu. Today is the 18th. I got the day wrong yesterday. Today is the 18th of October 2014. And we're going through systematically, one by one, the sevas of the Sakhi Mantris of Radharani, as illustrated in Ujjwal Nilamani. And yesterday we were hearing about how the Mantris, they create attraction, they deliver messages, and they dress and decorate the divine couple. They fan them, and then we also heard how they glorify the lover to the beloved and the beloved to the beloved, back and forth. They glorify Radha to Krishna and Krishna to Radha to increase their mutual attraction. And there was one more verse about glorifying Krishna's qualities to Radharani or to some other Yudeshwari. And this is called Guna Kirti. I don't think we didn't speak this one yesterday. This is Sakhi Prakarna, verse 103, chapter 8 of Ujjwala Nilamani. Tasiguna Kirti, Lalita Madhav. This is coming from Rupa Goswami's Lalita Madhav. Tasyam Tasiguna Kirti, Yata Lalita Madhav. Mahendra Mani Mandali, Madhavidambi Deya Dutir. Rajendra Kula Chandrama, Spuruti Kopi Navyoyava. Sakistira Kalangana Nikara Nivi Padargala Chira Karana Kotuki Jayati Yasya Vamshi Dwani Jayati Yasya Vamshi Dwani Vamshi Dwani. So this is Lalita speaking to Radha, glorifying Krishna's qualities to Radha. And she says, O Sakhi, all glories to the moon of Braja women. He calls them Brajendra Kula Chandrama. Brajendra Kula Chandrama, Brajendra Kula Chandrama, Spurati. The fresh youth of these women of Braj, whose bodily luster marks the pride of all the jewels of the Mahendra Mountain, and the sound of whose flute eagerly breaks the lock of sashes of the most chaste girls. It says, Nikara Kulangana, Sakistira Kulangana, Nikara Nivi Bandargala. Nivi Banda. Nivi Banda means the knots in their undergarments, like petticoat and undergarments, because they don't have elastic bands and those type of things. They usually have some type of rope, and when they tie a knot, that's called nivi. Nivi means knot. Nivi banda means the knot. And Krishna opens that with the sound of his flute. Just hearing his flute, the gopis undergo a sanchari bhav called motayata, where they actually kind of shrink. Like we see Lord Chaitanya and the Gambhira Lila. Due to ecstasy of Mahabhav, sometimes he was extending his body. His arms would become very long. Krishnas Kaviraj describes it between the wrist and the hand of Lord Chaitanya, it would be 8 inches of skin. His hand would just extend like this and hang limply from his body. So Lord Chaitanya would get very tall and very slender and then sometimes he would shrink. Sometimes he would stretch like that, and 8 inches of skin between his hand and his wrist and his hips and his knees and his calves. And then sometimes he would become Kurma Chaitanya in a Mahabhava Prakash, and then all of his arms and legs would shrink inside of his body, become like a golden pumpkin. And sometimes the Acharyas say that this Kurma Chaitanya Roop of Lord Chaitanya is actually is Jagannath. This is Radharani and her Mahabhava, and Jagannath is Krishna and his Mahabhava Prakash. There's one book in Orient language called Mahabhava Prakash by Kanaya Kutia, and he explains how, this is narrated in one book, I believe, Embankment of Separation. And the translation is there, how Krishna came back to Vrindavan and he was searching for Radharani and found her in, I believe, Nidavan. And she was about to breathe her last in separation from Krishna. And all the sakis were gathered around her and she's lying on the Brajaraj, gasping slowly and just crying, Sham, Sham. And Krishna saw when he arrived in Vrindavan, he arrived at the gate of Nidavan and he saw her and he started to approach. Then his eyes became very big when he saw Radharani in this perilous, anguished condition. And then his arms withdrew within his body and his legs entered into his arms entered into his torso and his legs entered into his stomach area and became what they call a form of Jagannath. So the Rasik Janas and Rasik Vaishnavas, Kanai Kutia was a Aryan Vaishnava, Odisha Bhakta, of Lord Chaitanya, and he was contemporary of the Lord, and he wrote this book, Mahabhava Prakash. Maybe you've heard of it. So this is Krishna being affected by Radharani, and here she's glorifying the qualities of Krishna to Radharani, so to inspire Radharani to meet him. And Vishwanath gives a tika on this verse by Rupa Goswami Pad. Says that the flute has a purpose, has a chitta karana, and the flute is very determined. Krishna's flute is very determined to do one thing. Like sometimes people are very determined, materialistic people are very determined to do one thing, make money, or whatever. Or some people are very determined to be a success. They want to be a successful tabla player. That's their ambition. They may be aspiring virtuoso musicians. I knew one young man like that. And he was practicing practically 18 hours a day. Practicing 18 hours a day tabla. Totally absorbed and intent. And I said, why are you so driven? So driven, so determined, so intent on learning. He well knew the art of mridanga drumming, but he said, I want to become India's best mridanga player. I said, well, okay, keep going. I don't know whatever happened to him. I never followed up, but I haven't heard much about it, but there's an example of someone that's really intent. So what about Krishna's flute? Krishna's flute is intent on doing what? Breaking the sashes. He's saying sashes. Breaking the knots of the undergarments to pieces. Like sometimes the Air Force drops bombs on the roadways and bridges and buildings of some enemy city to blow them to bits. So Krishna's flute is a very aggressive ally of Krishna. And when Krishna plays his flute, that flute directly attacks the gopis in a very vital area. It's like if you go to bomb some country, you should bomb the oil refineries and the atomic power stations. There's no oil refineries, there's no gas and petrol, and there's no atomic nuclear power generators, there's no electricity. In other words, the country becomes powerless. No trucks distributing, carrying food, and no communication. Then you destroy the communication systems. So Krishna's, his ballistic missile of his flute playing is aimed directly to the gopis. This means that these nivibandha are like the doors to Cupid's house. A person shows his strength by pounding on the door and breaking the bolt of the door. Sometimes these, in the city, they have these policemen and they pound on the door and break the door. So Krishna is breaking the door of the gopis' chastity with his flute playing. Similarly, from the air, I told you it was airstrikes, like the Air Force comes and drops bombs on the enemy country. So Krishna also has an air force. It's the force of the air coming from his mouth. The force of his force of the air coming through his mouth and going through his murli, or going through his vamshi or venu, it has a disastrous effect on the ears, hearts, minds, and bodies of the Vraja gopis. Similarly, the air from Krishna's mouth enters the hole of the flute, becomes the musical notes, and somehow breaks the locks on the undergarments of the gopis. Thus, Krishna's flute shows his extraordinary strength and power, like a policeman breaking down the door of your apartment. So this is how the Sakis and Mandris, they will learn this art of Guna Kirtan, Krishna Guna Kirtan, Radha Guna Kirtan, to glorify Radha to Krishna and to glorify Krishna to Radha. And we're practicing now doing Kirtan, Nam Kirtan, Leela Kirtan, whatever. And then some of the books of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I think some of his songs are categorized as Guna Kirtan or like this. So this is the last citation about glorifying the lovers to each other. And now the next category, next one we have is to hide. And this is to hide the faults. To hide the faults of the Sakhi. The Sakhis do this because I guess Krishna is faultless. He's nirdosh. He has no faults. He's a chuta. He never fails. He never falls. So he has no faults. So, but the Sakhis and Mandris are expert at hiding or covering the apparent or so-called faults of their Yuteshri or of Radharani. Hiding the faults of the Sakhi heroine. So Rupa Goswami Pad, he gives an example of that here. And this is called Chidra. Chidra means faults. Chidra Samvritir. Chidra Samvritir. This is text 1:14. Here it's Vidagdha Madhav. Muda shipte parvotarala ridiyavir yuvati bi payapuye pitikritam atiharidra drava maye tukulam dora malupari paridadhanam priyasakim katam raram marye kuti Kutilita drigantam kulayasi. Kutilita drigantam kulayasi. Katam radam aryes. From some great distance, we can have something of a glimpse of appreciation of this wonderful poetic Sanskrit of Rupa Goswami. Katam radam arye kutilita drigantam kulayasi. Now, this is Vishakha speaking to a very interesting person. She's speaking to someone that you may like to hide things from. Vishakha is speaking to someone you may want to protect your heroine from and cover her bases and not leak out any vital or secret information to this person. So who is Vishakha speaking to in this verse from Vidagdha Madhav? Jatila. Jatila, who is the wicked mother-in-law, suspicious and doubtful mother-in-law of Radharani. And she very nicely addresses her. Oh, noble lady, why are you staring at my dear Sakhi Radha from the corners of your crooked eyes? So she's not looking with Radha Kripa Kataksha. This is Jatila Krodha Kataksha. There's Kripa Kataksha. There's mercy coming from the Kataksha. Aksha means eye and Kata means corner. There's mercy coming from the corners of Radharani's eyes for anyone she glances upon, Krishna or any sincere worshipper of Radha like Krishna. Kripa was Kadakrishyam Siyamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. So Jatila is not Kripa Kataksha, it's Krodha Kataksha. From the corners of her eyes, her anger, sparks and flames are jumping out of the corners of her eye. Where were you? Who were you with? Why are you late? Has anyone ever seen eyes like that? Oh, noble lady, says Vishakha, why do you stare at my dear Sakhi from the corners of your crooked eyes? The cloth that Radharani is wearing on her shoulders has become yellow. Usually it's not. It has become yellow, and don't think it's from Shyamasundara, Pitambara Krishna. No, it's not like that. Why has her cloth become yellow? It's because when some of the Sakhis were excited and they were really in great happiness, so they took some turmeric water and they were throwing it on all the other gopis. Haldi, turmeric is yellow, and you mix in water, it becomes like a yellow dye. And they were in great mirth and merriment. They were taking this water and splashing it on each other like a mock holy festival. And they were very excited by the festival. Maybe it was even holy, because it says they were Radharani's cloth on her shoulders, her chunari or her chadar, whatever it may be. It says that it became Ati Haridra Dravamaye. Ati Haridra means it's yellow, very, very yellow. And that's because the girls were having a great festival, Priya Sakim. They were having all his Priya Sakis. They were very excited by the festival. So that's called covering the faults. It would certainly be a fault if a young married bride showed up in the house of her mother-in-law wearing the chadar of her boyfriend. And it was obviously not part of her ordinary apparel, and nor was it part of her husband's clothing, which were well known to the mother, Jatila. It was a suspicious-looking piece of cloth, and the only one that could own such a yellow chadar would be Krishna. So then, very quick-witted, Vishakha came to the rescue of her Sakhi, her beloved girlfriend's sister, and she very cleverly covered the faults of her Radha. So Jiva Goswami says, gives a little more insight to the Leela, which we can we can appreciate. He says, Jatila, everybody's so-called, the so-called mother, I don't know if this is a typographical error. I don't know if this is a typographical error from Sanskrit to English or whether this is the actual Sanskrit. But either way, it's very funny because Jiva Goswami is calling Jatila the so-called mother in way of Radha. It's called mother-in-law. I think you must be knowing. My mother and my mother-in-law. Mother-in-law means my husband's mother. And it says, Jatila is the mother-in-law. She is the mother of Radharani's husband, who is referred to as so-called husband. So if he's the so-called husband, she's the so-called mother-in-law, Jatila, Abhimani's mother. But this is correct, she's not only the so-called mother, but she's a mother-in-law who's in the way. So it's quite appropriate. So-called mother in the way of Radha. She gets in the way of Radha Rani. She keeps her from going out to meet Krishna sometimes. She prohibits her from going out for Surya Puja and locks her in the house. And Krishna has to devise newer and interesting schemes to get inside the house, dress himself as a female astrologer or a bangle seller or a Subha or whatever, or some other Sakhi. Sometimes if Radharani's locked in the house, then Krishna comes, he disguises himself as a fruitwala, as a fruit salesman. Then he comes to the door and he walks down the street. Follow, follow, follow. Take my fruit, take my fruit. Of course, that has many inner meanings also. And Krishna's all decked out like a basic, you know, mali, a gardener, a fruit seller. He has this little cart with four wheels on it, a little flat piece of wood, and has bale fruits and anar, pomegranates, and taranga, has oranges and all these rather large round fruits that are all about this big or bigger, which has its also particular import. And there's no very, very small little fruits like plums or cherries or anything. And you can try to figure out what that means. But they're all like very large-sized fruits. So then Krishna, he comes walking, pushing the cart, as we see so many salesmen come here. Loha! Loha plastic! Loha plastic! Loha plastic! You know, what the hell they're saying. And after a while you figure out they're saying, you give me a metal and plastic and I'll give you peanuts. They have a bicycle and they have a weighing scale, and you give your old plastic bottles and broke up plastic things and some old metal and, you know, whatever, old paint cans or whatever you have. And then they weigh it and they say, there's a different rate for everything. There's, for every kilo of old metal, you get 20 rupees. So then it gives you 20 rupees of mung fali, 150 grams of peanuts. So these village salesmen come all the time, selling cloth, selling Kangan bangles, chuni, or whatever those glass bangles are, and pots and pans. And they all have a mantra. And I, every time one comes by, I ask my chokhidar, what's he selling? Then I run outside to see, and sometimes I bargain and sell stuff. And get some. They have bananas, they have bangles, depends on the season. And then you get them and give them to the kids or whatever. So here Krishna is, he's one of those guys. So that's why living in Vrindavan is so anukul and favorable for Nitya Leela of Krishna. Because you see these very same people, bangle sellers sitting on the side of the road at Radhakund. And Krishna disguises himself as a female bangle seller and he comes to Radharani's house. And then he says, try this one on. And she has gold bangles, and he takes off Krishna removes her gold bangle, removes her blue sapphire bangle. Then he puts on some conch shell bangle or some really cheap bangle. And he says, listen. And when Krishna goes like this, and Radharani, her hand is not fitting because the bangle's too small for her wrist, because they're different size bangles. And Krishna says, oh, your wrist is too fat, you know. And the Sakis are saying, what? What are you saying? Shut up. What are you saying about our Swamini? No, this bangle is not fitting. Now Krishna is going like this, massaging Radharani's wrist. She's like, who is this lady bangle salesman? Her touch is something extraordinary. So then suddenly there's some emergency in the barn, in the Goshala. And then Chitila says, listen, Radharani, hurry up and buy those bangles and be careful. Because these traveling salesmen, they're very tricky. She may try to steal your gold bangles and give you conch shells. So don't get bewildered. Already Radharani's totally bewildered. She's wearing conch shell and some glass bangles, and Krishna put in his basket 3 sapphire bangles and 2 gold ones. She's totally bewildered. And it's why is she bewildered? Because it's Mohan. It's Madan Mohan. Who else wouldn't be bewildered? So then Jatila says, oh, I have to run out. Now quickly buy those bangles and dispatch this person. Be careful. These wandering salesmen, you know, they're like gypsies and you can't trust them. Then the Sakis are realizing who this salesman is. Oh, yes, yes, we'll keep a close eye on this lady. We'll watch her very closely and we'll make sure we just buy the right bangles. So then Jatila goes, and then the Sakis look at each other and say, oh, Radharani, we're busy. We have to pick some flowers now and maybe you can buy some more bangles. And then they all leave, and then it's only remaining in Radharani's bedroom is just this female bangle seller named Shamala and Radharani. So that's a very terrible thing. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki Jai. So this is Krishna is like this. He's so whose cloth is this? And then so. Now, Jiva Goswami says, it's the mother in the way of Radha. And here's a new thing you should learn, being nearsighted. So she can't see very clearly. She's kind of blind, Jatila. And this same point is mentioned in Govinda Lilamrita by maybe Vishakha Lalita when Radharani is lying in her bedroom and then Mukura comes inside and Mukura and Lalita and Vishakha, they're trying to wake up Radharani at Pratak Lila, 7 o'clock in the morning, and the sun is coming through the marble lattice windows of her palace bedroom. And she's just waking up. And Mukher says, ah, Hari, Lalita, what is this yellow cloth? What is this yellow cloth draped across Radharani while she's sleeping? I saw last night Shama Sundar was wearing the same cloth. What does it do? What has happened to my granddaughter? What kind of behavior is this going on? I'm amazed. I wait till I tell Jatila what I'm seeing. And then the gopis look at each other with really worried and frightened eyes, like, do something fast. And then the Vishakha, or Lalita, I forget which one, she's very clever. She says, oh, Mukura, due to your old age, your eyes, you've gone blind. You can't see. See, look. And she goes like, look, see here the rising sun coming through the window? And then she goes, yeah. And she looks like that. When she looks like that, then Lalita takes the yellow cloth, whoosh, and pulls the yellow cloth, and boom, puts in the Nilambari chunari, puts a blue cloth there. Says, you see, look, Mukura, the bright rays of the morning sun are coming through the window, and they're making Radharani's blue chunari, or chatter, appear to be yellow because you're getting old and you're getting blind. So she looks like, oh, I'm so sorry. It's blue. Oh, and then her face turned totally red. She totally blushed with embarrassment. She's, oh, okay, I'm going to go. And she's, oh, I feel so, she was so embarrassed and she ran out of the room. So this is the interesting pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So now this same situation with another old lady. Mukhar is an old lady and this Jatila is an old lady. So she's nearsighted. So she was wondering, this seems to be Shyam Sundar's chatter. And then a Sakhi of Radha speaks to Jatila to mislead her. That Sakhi mentioned that the color of the cloth covering Radha's shoulders, that the color is covering her shoulders, not her arms, in order to suggest that Radha is about to give up the cloth since it has been stained with colors. This is to cheat Jatila and cover the faults of Radharani. And Vishnu Chakravarti says, Vishakha in this verse has cleverly deceived the old mother in the way, Jatila, who actually recognized Krishna's yellow cloth lying on the body of her daughter-in-law. And then actually he's telling that Vishakha started scolding the old lady. She said, listen, what are you saying? Radha was wearing white cloth and she stayed up all night with many other girls performing vows in a temple. after the night was over, doing that jagran, maybe it was Devi jagran, after the night was over, in order to complete the festival in great joy, everyone was throwing turmeric water on each other. And after a while, the white cloth decorating Radharani's limbs, it dried and became yellow. Please understand this, Jatila. So this is an example of covering the faults of Radharani by lying. So that is called Chidra Samvritti. Samvritti means to cover. This is a very nice service. Of course, we don't have much experience of throwing turmeric water around on each other. Except maybe in holy, and if you in holy where they're using all very original proper substances, like they take in the winter time, they collect marigold flowers, and they collect marigold flowers and dry them out, and then they can prepare beautiful yellow. They soak them in water at holy time, the dried marigold flowers. They produce a very nice yellow color. Then they collect the parijat flowers. Parijat has that little tiny orange stem on it. It's like brahmachari orange, little tiny white flowers. And it's here now. There's some we just offered there at the Tulsi. We have a parijat tree. And very, very fragrant. And the flowers are falling at night. I sleep on the veranda, the tree's right there. They're falling at night. Tut, 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 tut. And how the sakis would collect these flowers in Nitya Lila, they put some sari under the tree. And they go to sleep and they wake up and there are the flowers. Very easy, no trouble picking flowers. Like going to the rose, go to pick a flower from a rose bush. Oh, ouch. Oh, I cut my finger. Now I can't collect the flowers because if you have blood in your finger, you can't collect flowers. And you go up, wash it, put a band-aid and go back. So roses is a little tricky, picking roses. But these flowers, this is spiritual flowers. They just fall into your flower basket. They could put flower baskets under there, but they put a sari because it's so many flowers and they don't want to miss any. And then they just pick up the ends of the sari and they get like 20 kilos of flowers to make beautiful garlands. So these flowers, parijat, they dry them in the sun and they keep the dry petals until holy time, which is about 4 or 5 months later. Then when they soak those in water, they produce a very bright orange color. Once some of my friends from Delhi, they brought me all these different things. I don't go that much trouble. But some of my friends that are really into all these things, they brought me this flower and that flower and dried roses and this one. This one makes red. And we had a holy like that. And it was all very fragrant, all very colorful, and all very natural and blissful. So this is the kind of holy you read about in Krishna's Leela. Chandan water and kasturi water and kunkum water and flower essences and all this. Nowadays, holy is a bunch of chemicals. Chemical dyes that sting your eyes to tears and ruin your clothes and stain your skin. And you must have known me. It's wild. So this is... In this holy, they use turmeric water. And when you read the Nandotsava of Krishna, the appearance of Krishna, the festival of Nanda Maharaj celebrating the birth of his son, then one thing it says that they were smearing the mothers and fathers, the elderly gopas and gopis who have their own coward boy children. They were so much in ulas and ecstasy that Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda finally had a child after so many years. They were all... Yashoda was like 70 and Nanda Baba was 85 or so. And he had black, his hair was black, but so much gray inside. He was quite an old man. And they were sad that he didn't have children for so long. So when he had a child, and such an adorable, lovely, beautiful child as Krishna, everyone went mad because in those days, everyone, your son is my son, your daughter is my daughter. This is the Bhav. This is the Bhav and the mood of the Prem and the villages. Just like you read in Govinda Lilamrita that Yashoda says to Radharani, she says, Oh my daughter, don't think that this house is any different than yours. This house is my house is your house. In fact, and then Yashoda, after Radharani cooks, she gives her a big trunk full of clothing and gold. She says, actually, I've been saving all this gold, bangles and diamond necklaces and ruby necklaces and emerald bangles and all these gold embroidered silk saris and cholis and hand embroidered cholis and all these things. I'm giving this to you. I've been saving all this to give to Krishna's wife when he gets married. But I can't think of anyone better to marry Krishna than you. In fact, I always think of you as my daughter-in-law. So you take all these things. And then she brings it back to Yavat, and then Jatila's in ecstasy. Wow. My daughter went to cook some samosas and rubbery, and she came back with diamond necklaces. So this festival of celebrating Krishna's birth, they smear each other with butter and yogurt, and then they also throw turmeric water. Because the throwing of turmeric water is considered very auspicious and very purifying, and it's part of Vedic festivals. Just like the sprinkling of the roads with sandalwood water and things like that. So it's part of their culture to throw turmeric water on each other. So it's a good excuse, it's a good alibi to explain why Radharani is wearing Krishna's yellow chadar when she wakes up in her bedroom. It's not really Krishna's. So now the next service, that's called hiding the faults of the Sakhi. Covering them, and then this is called instructing or inspiring, and this is it's just the next entry, text 116. Here, the Sakhis, they will inspire, instruct, or advise Radha and Krishna, Radha or Krishna, or they were teach in the sevas and intricacies of loving affairs. So sometimes Lalita, especially, and other senior sakhis, they will instruct Radharani or advise or instruct Krishna Radharani in the intricacies of loving affairs. Oh, Radharani, she's showing man. Man is a type of love. It's not anger and jealousy, it's love. It's one of the four types of Vipralamba, to be show an unfavorable mood. I love you immensely, and I'm fully surrendered to you and fully dedicated to you. But to increase your attraction and decrease your love and increase the ras and flavor of both of our loves, then I show a apparently contrary or negative or sulking, angry mood. But it's all part of love. So this is Vipralamba, this one of the loves in separation called man. So then the Sakhis, they will instruct or advise Krishna in the intricacies of loving affairs by saying, listen, You tried your best to break Radharani's mind, to make her give up her contrary mood, but you're not successful. So listen to us. We'll give you some shiksha. So the Sakhis, the Mandris, they become the shiksha gurus of Radha and Krishna, according to the flow of the Leela. So everyone will get a chance to be a guru. If you think that's desirable. So this is called Shiksha Yata, instructing other Sakhis. Oh, and in addition, it says here that sometimes they also instruct Sakhis. They instruct one Sakhi, more experienced or talented Sakhi, may instruct another Sakhi or Manjari how to perform a particular service. We've already mentioned that when the newcomer Manjaris come into the Nitya Leela of Radha and Krishna, Aprakat Leela, then they have to learn so many things that can only be understood and perceived and practiced in the Siddhadeya, the spiritual body. So the art of Braj Kirtan and singing in Braj Bhasha language and with all the proper ragas and the right moods and mudras and expressions, that is all taught by Vishakha. She teaches this art of singing. And so that will be learned there. So then Vishakha will become the Shiksha Guru in Sangeet. Sangeet Shiksha Guru. So this is an example, and it's just from the Leela itself, not cited from any other book by Rupa, but from his own Spurti, text 116. Tvam iraya samiranam varasaroja vali dalar videhi sakhi mantaram charna padma sambahanam mukhe gatya Vidikam avandalya karpurinim Harir it navanangana pranayani padma padam vindati. Prayani padam vindati. So this is instructing other sakis, and it's just one sakhi speaking to another sakhi. And this sakhi is going to directly associate with Krishna for the first time. So she takes this sakhi, and then she tells her this. Listen, this is of course some sakhi who has this madhura rati, and this Krishna sneha adik, more affection for Krishna, and she, or maybe even some, but it's not a mandri, it's some other sakhi. So she says, listen, when you first meet Krishna, first you should render some humble service by fanning Krishna with a fan made of lotus petals and vine flower petals. Then gently massage Krishna's lotus feet. Then cut up some betel nuts and mix them with camphor and place them in his mouth. Acting in this way, a young girl can become the intimate friend of Krishna. Harer iti navangana priyayani param vindati. Navangana. Navangana means, it's a very beautiful Sanskrit way of describing a young girl. It's nava angana, means she has new limbs. Nava angana, it's really simple Sanskrit. She has new arms. It's that she's a new car, she's a new model, new bumpers and new fenders and new seats. She's navangana. She says, Harer iti navangana pranayani. You're a navanganam, your angana, your angan, your body is very new and fresh and tender and youthful. And Hari will come and accept you as his pranayani, the very queen of his life heirs, the very mistress of his himself. So this is what is being said here. And then Vishnu says, a sakhi takes another sakhi to Krishna and then instructs her. So apparently the actual scene here is that Krishna is right there. And it's kind of like someone, you know, going in the kitchen and say, okay, now take the flour, okay, mix the water, now make the dough, add a little bit of salt, knead the dough, and you're cooking while they're standing there personally instructing you. So the gopi, the sakhi, her service is shiksha. It's called on-the-job training. Have you ever heard this term, on-the-job training? It's called apprenticeship. You go to some job you're supposed to learn, and someone right there, rather than in a book, teaching you by a book or seeing a movie, he says, here's how you do it. You know, like, it's called on-the-job with the machinery, whatever. So the sakhi's right there. She takes the other sakhi to meet Krishna. Then she instructs her, oh, now fan Krishna. So she goes, okay. And Krishna's sitting there. Okay, now massage his feet. And then Krishna's watching. So Krishna's taking part in the training program. She's training. Usually you have like a trainer flight training on some computer simulated flight. Or when you become a pujari, you have a model. Sometimes they have models. I know in Krishna Balaram temple, they have models. They have fiberglass forms of Radhasham Sundar. And sometimes they bring them out for festivals, but they're not installed. They're the same height and shape as Radhasham Sundar. They're made of plastic or whatever, fiberglass. And then so when you're practicing, you practice dressing them and pinning those statues before you approach, because they're just statues, but when you approach Radha and Krishna, it's Sakshat Radharani and Sakshat Krishna. And then also they have, often many temples, I don't know about your temple, but many temples, they don't have the whole form of the Lord as a separate, let's say, practice, murti, or dress practice. They have the head, they have like a head shaped like a human head, and they put the wig on there, and they when they wash Krishna's hair, they put it on there, then they brush it, then they make curls or whatever they do with it. I don't know, at least that's what they do in America. They quite systematic arrangement. So here, Krishna is right there, live time. And this new sakhi, it's never never met Krishna before. She's nervous. Well, how do you do it? Oh, you fan him like this. And she's fanning. Am I doing? And she's looking at her shaguru. Am I doing okay? And, good job. You know. Just imagine if you're doing something, like you're driving the car and your father's sitting next to you, and you're driving, you're looking. How am I doing? Oh yeah, very good. You know. And you crash the car. So this way, it's like really quite a tender scene if you think about it from the viewpoint of Vishwanath. Vishwanath makes it so intimate and so personal and so schoolish. Like Krishna's there. Okay, now rub Krishna's feet. So Krishna's thinking, we don't know what Krishna's thinking. Maybe Krishna doesn't want his feet rubbed. He's not saying whether Krishna asked or not to have his feet rubbed. She's just telling her, okay, now you found him. Now you rub his feet. So he goes, okay. And he rubs his feet. Now put some betel nut in his mouth. Well, maybe he doesn't want any betel nut, but she's telling the Sakhi to do this. So Krishna says, all right, I guess I got to, you know, I'm part of the training. Because ultimately I'm the recipient when it all becomes spontaneous and individual. And just me and this Sakhi, and there's no teacher there. So this is a very sweet thing. So this is an example he gives of instructing a Sakhi. And moreover, from our viewpoint, from a newcomer mantri, we will be the instructed. Me vidyarthi hun ap adhyapika, or in this case, adhyapika, it's a female, adhyapika. Means I am vidyarthi. I need the art of knowledge. Vidyarthi, me vidyarthi hun. I need the learning. So that means I am the student, and you are the teacher. So we will be the students, and some Sakhi will train us. Okay, Sakhi. Now I want you here, and Rupa Goswami will be fanning. Rupa Mandra will be fanning inside the kunj, will be fanning Radha Krishna. Now here. Because your seva, your guru gave you the seva of chamar. If you see the Diksha Patras and the list of different sevas of different devotees that have taken the Siddha Pranali, they have chandan seva, they have chandan seva, they have take care of Radharani's clothing, vesh seva, they wash, iron her clothing, etc. and prepare it or even maybe design it. It just says clothing or vastra. It's called vastra seva. It can have many branches, as I already mentioned. And they have chandan seva, grinding chandan. Some have chamara. Some have tambul seva. They prepare the betel nuts. And these sevas are there. So then Rupa Mandri is taking you there in the kunj, and you're watching. Then all of a sudden, Rupa Mandri says, here, Sakhi, hands you the chamara. Oh, you go ahead, fan. And you try to remember exactly how Rupa Mandri was fanning Radharani with the chamara. And many of the Archana Padati's books, when they describe the fanning, it says it's supposed to be done in a circular motion. So there are different people, there's different ideas of what that means. You can go like this, or you can go like, there's different ways to fan. So then you'll do that. So when it says instructing a Sakhi or Shiksha, we will probably be the recipient, because it also says instructing. A Sakhi will instruct Krishna about the intricacies of loving affairs, or instruct Radha, or a Sakhi will instruct another Sakhi about rendering a particular service. So when we apply this to us, then we will be that newcomer. So the next service here is offering a Sakhi to Krishna. Generally, it would be your Yuteshri, or and for the mandris, they could offer their Yuteshri that they're under, or they could more likely be offering the Radharani to Krishna. It's a very nice idea, offering a Sakhi to Krishna. I mean, our whole life as devotees is offering ourselves to Krishna. Man, tan, dan, Krishna samarpan. Our body, mind, and words were off. Arpan means to worship, to offer. So we're regularly trying to offer ourselves to Krishna. And in Rag Marg, we're trying to offer ourselves to Radha and Krishna, and especially Radharani. So and it's interesting that word is there. It's a very common phrase in Hindi. Man, tan, dan, guru samarpan. It means you should offer your dan, your wealth. Man means mind, tana means body. Ainanda tanaja. You've heard this phrase? Ainanda tanaja kinkaram patitam mam ashameva. So tanaja means born from the body. Tanuja means janma. Born from the body of Nanda Maharaj means Nanda Nanda, Nanda Dalal Sri Krishna. So this is, to Guru, we should offer our very life and wealth, the wealth of our talent. Doesn't mean come with thousands of gold coins and crores and millions of dollars. If you have it, great, offer it. But if you don't, then dhanam, mantan dan, dan means the wealth of your youth, the wealth of your talents, your musical talents, your energy, your speaking ability, writing, what your wealth of your surrender, the wealth of your seva bhav, the wealth of your dedication. That's also a wealth. It's not that wealth is only measured in rupees and rubles and paisa and marks and euros or whatever. So wealth can be measured in different ways. Youth is also a wealth. Ask any old man. Ask any old man, is youth a wealth? Youth is certainly, is good health a wealth? So when we're young and we offer ourselves to Krishna or to Guru, then we're really offering our dhanam, the wealth of our youth. And then it becomes our whole life. So that term is there, offering to Guru and then also to Krishna. Man, tan, dan, Krishna samarpan. So the same word is there on Sanskrit in Ujjvalanilamani text 108. Krishne sakya samarpanam. Samarpanam means complete offering. Sam means samyak, complete, total offering. So this service or seva, the 16 sevas of the mantra, is offering a sakya to Krishna. And Vishaka is speaking to Krishna. It's so wonderful, the angle of vision, the bhav. This is what, if you want to know what is Gopi bhav, you have to, when you read the books and hear, you can understand what someone's bhav is by how he speaks. If someone's always speaking about Krishna or Radha, then they say, well, this person has a lot of bhav and a lot of feelings for Krishna. Or someone's always speaking about Gauranga or Gaur or Guru. They're always, oh, my guru is this, my guru is that, And you'll think, wow, this person has a lot of what we call guru bhakti. It means bhav, feelings, love, attachment, sentiments for the guru. So when people say, what is this Gopi bhav? Gopi bhav is when you read the pastimes and you read the dialogues and how they interact with Krishna, the sakis and mandris, how they speak to each other, how they speak to Krishna, then their feelings and bhavas come out. So here, this is they're offering a saki to Krishna. So it sounds like a simple thing. You take a saki by the hand. Here. Oh, here's Radharani Krishna. Here, take her. No, it's not so simple. It starts like this. Because the bhav is, the sakis and mandris, they feel, we're much better than you, Krishna. You don't really deserve us. You don't deserve Radharani. You don't deserve my Yuteshwari, my group leader. What to speak of me, you don't deserve me. And do you know how great our Radharani is? You should understand how great she is. Or do you know how great our Saki is? So you're a really lucky guy. You know, you're really lucky guy to get to be with this Saki and be with our Saki. So then Vishaka is telling the same, this is her bhav. She's saying, a host of virtues have worshipped Brahma for the right to serve this girl's heart. So Vishaka is telling Krishna that you're really lucky to be able to receive this particular lovely lady. A host of virtues have worshipped Brahma for the adhikar, the right, the privilege to receive this girl's heart. And youthfulness has performed austerities to serve her body. So the personification of youth says, yad angam upasevitam, yad angam upasevitam, taranimapi chakriyatava. It says, in other words, she is so beautiful that even the youthful usefulness personified has done austerities to serve the youthful beauty of this beautiful Sakhi. Now this Sakhi is completely filled with bliss arising from the sweetness of constant love for you. Navapranaya Madhuri Pramad Madhureyam Sakhi. Oh, I forgot to read the Sanskrit. Then he says, oh, Morara Muraharo Pahari Krita. O killer of the Mura demon, I now gift this girl to you. I give this girl to you. So in other words, Vishakha gives an introduction. Let me introduce this beautiful, lovely damsel of Vrindavan, this beautiful coward girl that I'm going to present to you. She's not ordinary, she's extraordinary. Let me tell you how great she is. And Krishna's thinking, wow, I'm really fortunate. I'm really a lucky person that I'll be able to be with this Sakhi. So then Vishwanath explains, what does Vishakha mean when she says that all good qualities and a host of virtues and a host of good qualities have worshipped Brahma to serve her? This means that in the heart of this Sakhi, there are so many extraordinary qualities like self-control, dignity, skill in the arts. And this means that this Sakhi that I'm going to offer to you has attained many good qualities as a blessing because of the mercy of many people. Youthfulness, by performing austerities, has got the privilege of entering her body. Krishna, what is the cause of the greatness of this Sakhi I'm about to offer to you? Sakhi Samarpanam. She has a great amount of prema. She is dense with bliss. Nava Pranaya Madhuri. And she is dense with bliss and intoxicating pride. Nava Pranaya Madhuri Pramad. Pramad means intense pride. Caused by constant sweet affection for you. And upahara means gift. So this Krishna is getting a big gift. So when a Sakhi or a Mantri brings a Sakhi to Krishna, Radharani especially, she feels that I am offering Krishna a gift, a wonderful gift. And this Samarpan is actually, it's Krishna Sakhi or Sakya Samarpanam, offering a Sakhi, but it's more than a Sakhi. She's more than a Sakhi. She's a Upaharika. He says here, Upahara. Upahara means a gift, a grand gift. Have you ever heard of a little store in New York? There's a store in New York that Prabhupada started his preaching in called Matchless Gifts. And that's where the first temple of International Society of Krishna Consciousness started. 2nd Avenue in New York City. And the store was previously a gift shop selling small gift items. And the sign used to say in the front, Matchless Gifts. So this is when a Mandri brings, maybe this is why Prabhupada was attracted to it. It reminded him of some seva that he would do for Radharani. Because Radharani is matchless. Matchless means, What's the word for matchless? Atul or no? Hindi, how do you say matchless? Atul? Amul. 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 So she's Amulya. She's Amul. Matchless. In other words, no one can match Radharani. So then Prabhupada must, when he looked at that matchless gift, what he thought and what we think, and what it meant to him and what it meant to us or means to us, we would have to ask Prabhupada when we meet him. When you saw that sign, Matchless Gifts, hanging above the store, did you think of your service of Sakhi Samarpan, of offering the matchless gift of Radharani into the hand of Shamsundar? Is that why you were so happy to start your movement there? Because the whole basis of ISKCON movement is offering Sakhis to Krishna. Because Krishna consciousness and Gaudiya Vaishnava Buddhism is all about Mandri Bhav, which means offering sakis, training and preparing and offering sakis to Radha for the service of Radha and Krishna, because Krishna has a huge debt. Napariyeham. Napariyeham. I have a big debt. Radharani, you are one. And Lalita, you are two. And Vishakha, you are three. And Rangadevi and Sudevi, you are four and five. And Champak and Chitra, you are six and seven. And Rangadevi and Induleka. And there's eight of you. And then there's 16 of you. And there's 32. There's thousands and thousands of sakis. I am one. My love is divided into 16,000 parts. Your love is unified in me. Your complete love is with me. Each one of you have your complete Om Purnamadam Purnamidam. That's you. Om Purnamadam Om Purnam Purnamadam Premadam. Your prema is Purna. Your prema, the gopi's prema, Radha's prema, Lalita's prema is Purna. Om Purnamadam Purnamadam. You are complete. Your complete prema is for me and no one else. But my prema is divided. I have love for my brother Dao, Balaram. I have love for my cows. I have love for my mother, my father, for my friends, for my house servants, Patrak, Ratchak, Patri, etc. And I have love for you, so I'm divided. And you're rendering so much incredible service that when I'm in your association, I faint in your arms. I experience such tremendous ecstasy. I can never, Napariyeham, I can never repay you for the debt I have incurred. You have given me millions of rupees and I've given you 10 rupees back. So then Krishna said, thinking how to pay the debt. He's thinking, all of these sakis of Vrindavan, Ashta sakis, they're all Kayavyuha of Radharani. They're all expansions of Radharani. And they're ultimately, they're all engaged in the service of Radharani. But I'm only one. And there are thousands of sakis. And I'm receiving service from all of them, and they're all serving me, and they're serving Radharani. How can I repay Radharani? Because ultimately, my debt is with Radharani. I have a big debt with Radharani. She's the World Bank of Prema. She's the World Bank of Prema, and I have a big debt with her. Big, big debt. My whole country is in debt to the World Bank of Radharani's Prema. So what to do? I have to go back and collect a bunch of sakis and offer them at the feet of Radharani. I'll offer thousands of sakis and say, look, all these sakis, I massage your feet sometimes, I brush your hair sometimes, I dress you sometimes, I paint your face sometimes, but I'm only one servant. And you have thousands of expansions, all your sakis are expansions to serve me. So now I'm going to expand, I'm going to bring you thousands of mandris and sakis to serve you. And try in that way try to repay my debt. This is Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So enroll in the list of servitors of Radharani, Ragmarg Prachara. So I think now it's time for the Chaitanya Charitamrita class. Well, let me see if we finish this offering of Sakhi. Yeah, that's it. So today we discussed glorifying and hiding the faults, and then this hiding the faults and instructing a sakhi, and then offering a sakhi. So now we will discuss more tomorrow. Ujjal Neelamani ki jai.